Man, why weren't you recording that?
I know. I'm sorry. Oh well. Oh well.
That's gone.
Gone forever.
The moment's passed. That would have been a great blooper to put on this forthcoming blooper episode.
Goddamn.
Boop.
Podcast where three dudes in their 30s are forced to relive the moments from this anime again.
Yay!
Again.
Never ending. We will never be done with the show.
I'm so happy.
It lasts forever.
You guys are making my life complete.
I'm drilling to the stars. I think that's a quote. My name is Andy.
Hail and well met. I'm Josh.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm Bill.
Hey, Andy, you're about to die here.
Oh, God. This is...
I think I'm about to be murdered.
Well, it's been a good run. And
loved you guys.
We are here for another episode of Tuning Japanese. How you guys doing today?
I am fantastic, man. I mean, okay, my disappointment from last week has subsided. I'm really, really excited to be talking about this next episode.
Oh, how many notes did you take, Josh?
What?
Notes. No. Because we got to talk about this episode. You ready?
Wait a minute. It's not my week on the cycle, is it?
Yeah, totally is, dude. Remember me? We did a double pack episode.
Right.
Me, then Bill. Uh-huh. Like, who would be next? Think about it. I know this is like an ACT question.
Okay, give me a moment.
If there are three people on a team, mm-hmm. and they each go in a constant consecutive order, mm-hmm. person A goes, then B. Who's the next person to go?
Oh, Josh can't figure out people's cycles. No shit.
Oh, no! That was a terrible... Oh, folks. Now, that's the kind of thing you're going to hear in this episode, because Josh, I'm joshing you.
What?
See what I did there? Huh? This is blooper time!
You're coming too quick? At the wrong time of the month?
As always, our blooper episodes are not meant for a regular audience, so
right,
viewer,
yes.
Listener,
this is your discretion
is advised.
Oh, God, yes.
Pull up some hot cocoa, roll down the windows, turn it up, park in an elementary school parking lot.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ. Andrew, where's the beep? Where's the beep?
Oh, wait.
Where's the beep?
Hang on! Here it is. Apple Music. There's a vehicle.
Do you remember when we used to read normal sentences, but like Sean Bean, like Ned Stark, in...
Maisie Williams and, I can't think of her name.
Well, listen, prepared us a little game.
Have you?
Yeah.
Go on. What have you prepared for us?
Right, I'm going to give you a sentence, right?
Yeah.
She is a really tiny person.
And then you've got to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
She's like 5'11"? Was in Game of Thrones.
No, not 5'11".
Like Howard Johnson.
Like you were on top of the wall, and you were, like, staring out to all the wildlings.
All the wildlings. All right, I've got it.
Ready?
All right.
Okay, you should do this bottom one.
All right.
She's driving.
And... Action!
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
And then I can imagine like the score like kicks in and then it just like pans off.
And then it goes like this.
Is that in the car?
I would.
Ain't no passing craze.
What's that?
Ain't no passing craze. Okay, your turn.
Imagine Arya finally gets back to Winterfell, right?
Yeah.
And she, like, knocks on the gates, okay? And you open the door.
Yeah.
And I go, it's a me, a Mario. And then just, like, ba-da-ba-ba-da-bam. I just hop down and go, okay, next one.
Hi? Jesus Christ.
I'm ready.
Maisie
oh
Williams.
My God, Becky. But look at her butt. It's so big. She looks like one of those rat guys' girlfriends.
You're so right.
Aye, you're not wrong there.
You're not wrong there, gal.
Aye, you're not wrong there.
Oh my God.
Becky, look at her butt. Oh, it's so big.
I think that's the end of it. Yeah.
They're dat.
Who dis?
What? All right. Well, do you
want to do
that rocking artist? Says they did.
Do you guys want to do a cold open? Okay. Jesus Christ! What is that? It's not even anything. grab your beer.
Well, wrong the art. It didn't say he did. That he did.
Are you reading Huck Finn or are you reading?
Or is that from Bama? Arkansas? Is that from Arkansas?
No, Kentucky.
That's Kentucky? Okay.
Can I speak to the colonel? He did. Colonel Sanders, is he here? What matter with you? I didn't say he did.
Get your beer. The fuck?
You never saw that clip?
No.
We haven't even started recording.
That's some funny shit.
Well, we're recording.
Well, I mean, we haven't officially started the episode yet. So.
Sorry, his face was like weird. That was so bizarre.
Bill, did you have a stroke? Did I cause a stroke? Wow. Oh, I'm talking about a video game that isn't Overwatch and Bill has a stroke. Of genius.
Rather than of the cock.
So.
Sorry.
I have no idea. Was it a long weekend?
Yeah, I'm back to work. Oh, no, but it's been good, though. It's been good. Anyway,
yeah, but yeah, I am.
Walk with your head held high, Simone. Don't call me Kamina. Call me Bro.
I don't have any siblings.
Hey, it's not about blood. You and me are soul brothers, you know? We're siblings of the spirit. Don't worry about what those stupid, ugly chicks say.
Actually, I probably would yell if they use Anime News Network, too. Like, why are you writing a paper on romantic literature?
I was kind of wondering which one? Of the two, Wikipedia is probably going to be more useful
than Anime News Network. Yeah, really.
That was in the rest of that sentence, yes.
Well, I was finishing it up.
Didn't really need it, but...
All right.
That's so great. I want to see that. Like, Henry David Thoreau, voiced by... What? What?
I don't know what Thoreau would do. Write something, I guess?
No! I always feel weird wearing this, because I always have to, like, say, like, when I get weird looks, I'm like, I'm not trying to be blasphemous. I just really like his philosophy. It's like, because people are going to be like...
I don't think that's blasphemous. I've seen way worse. What would Blank do than Thoreau? Mm-hmm. I just don't know what Thoreau would do.
He would go to the...
He would go to nature.
He would be very thorough.
I love you so much. He would go into the woods, and he would create... build a cabin, and he would, like, go swimming, and he would write, and he would make friends with nature, and he would tend his bean field.
All of that sounds terrible.
No, he had a bean field. He wrote a whole chapter in Walden about his bean field.
Fucking
he did all of
terrible.
The math about how many beans.
Did all the math.
Thank you.
I didn't know he was an accountant.
He wrote about literally like...
He was a bean counter. See, I can make dad jokes too.
Thoroughly counted beans.
Oh my God. Season 3 is off to a bang. I love this.
Your pain. I feed off your pain.
That's so great.
Okay, anyway.
Anyhow, sorry. But yes, he did have a chapter called The Bean Field where he literally just was like, I have this bean field in the back of my cabin, and if I were to just live off my bean field, I'd have to harvest this many beans. And it was just like the greatest piece of literature ever. I'm just like in rapture. I'm like, numbers. Beans.
I want a What Would Vader Do shirt, but I'm sure I would only get the Star Wars version.
So, if Ray really wants to get you going, does he just have to pull out like a chapter of Thoreau's work and just read it to you, and then you're like, take me now!
pretty much, yeah. So that sounds about right.
Just draws a little beard on his penis.
Andy, it's Thoreau. Would you like to give him a kiss?
Oh my god! We are way off the rails.
All right.
So
I'm trying.
You're the one that started it.
I'm sorry, it's my fault this week. So Josh, Wikipedia me.
All right, Gurren Lagann, but also known in Japan as Tengen Toppa.
As Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
Oh, sorry.
Which translates to...
You want to say that again? I was being offensive.
Thank you. Also known as...
I'll say that again. He was offensive.
That's racist.
I almost turned up a little bit.
Oh. Rancid.
Gurren Lagann, but as it's known in Japan as...
You have to taste it.
Stop it! One more time. We promise. We promise this time. We'll be good. After he fucking lets out all this gas. Jesus Christ, Bill. No, seriously, I want to do this. Let's do this. We're just punch drunk. I'm sorry. It's out of our systems.
No, it's not. It's never out of his system. Him being punch drunk lasts 3 days. Actually, it's usually 2.5 days. Because by lunchtime at work, it's when he's not punch drunk anymore.
Oh, that helped. You sobered us up with a bad joke. All right. You ready?
Okay. We get some exposition of our... I'm running out of metaphors. Bill, give me something to describe her. Hot pants. Yeah, we're gonna... But not all is well after they've had their duck quack.
I'm sorry, what?
Launch pad McQuack. Okay.
Wait, no, what?
Not everything is all hunky-dory and safe after their launch pad McQuack landing.
Duck quack McQuack.
I knew where I was going with that. I got stuck.
Excuse me, I'm going to put that in a file of my notes on my phone.
Duck quack McQuack.
Okay.
What are you doing? You could have been killed!
How long are you going to keep running, Seamon? We made it to the surface. Now's the time to cast off the boy you used to be. It's now or never.
Or they do it right.
Or maybe.
That's where all martial arts come from.
That's you got a really good point, in all honesty. That's
probably a little racist.
It's, yeah, I mean, I had to cut that. I'll decide that in post.
I mean, it's a good stereotype, but it's...
those damn kung fu masters. Jesus Christ. Oh, balls. The perfect combustion of many... Sorry. Or the perfect combustion...
You can't even do it. Kamina and Simone get in the... Wait.
Oh, shit. That was my Yaoi fanfic. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
So shouldn't it be Yaoi on ice?
You would think, but the guy's name is Yuri.
So they named
and he's
lesbian porn after him?
Yeah, one of the Yuris is Russian.
I think so.
It's about two guys.
They named Japanese lesbian porn after a Russian guy.
Yeah.
Hate anime.
Yeah.
Orgasm.
Oh! I hope she doesn't sound like that. All right, so.
But yeah.
That's how good it is.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Obviously for Overwatch. I'm kind and the new Hearthstone expansion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sex is good, but have you ever had a Josh having a seizure orgasm?
No, I can't say that I have. No. You have, boy. We know you have.
I have. At least twice.
That's how it comes. Hot Dog Council says a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Breaking nerd news. Hot Dog Council says hot dogs are not a sandwich.
Duh. Anyway.
I always kind of argued I wasn't sure, really. I was on the fence on that one. I guess now I know.
Yeah. So while he's, while Leron is studying, though.
They also say you're not supposed to eat it with ketchup.
Well, they're absolutely wrong.
Well, so you think they are a sandwich then?
Then it's a sandwich, you eat ketchup with it, and fuck that council.
No, ketchup's terrible.
Oh, ketchup's great.
And no, I lost my place, sorry.
Ha ha! Fucked him over! Ha ha! Fucked him with the balls!
We find out, though, that the black siblings are hunting...
You might try that again. It might have been overlapping you. I'm sorry.
You might have been?
And that's why I'm telling you to do it again.
You might have been.
I'm telling you to do it again.
You've been overlapping
I'm telling you to do it again.
Stop overlapping me!
After you, sir.
After you, kind I'm going to start back at the start of the thing.
Balls?
At the top of it. You got to stop going on about the balls.
I love the balls.
Balls.
No. Shut up! Just stop! Stop! Shut up, Bill! Shut up! Get out of my brain! Seymour gets into the logon. Kamiya gets in the Gurren.
There have been reports of humans stealing gunmen. That's the reason I was called here. I'll have this wrapped up before dinner.
Gunmen? Uh-uh, that's way too lame to be its name. This is my Gurren. And by the way, who the hell do you think you are having two faces like that, you cocky bastard?
Try to whiff with your mouth open, too. It really opens up, too. I'm just saying.
Try it with a dick in there, too. Really opens up the mouth.
Fetish jerky.
Oh, I need a palate cleanser.
Oh, God.
Where's the scotch?
Kamiya.
Oh, I'm not driving. It's an otter O-face.
No, it's not.
It's cute, you asshole.
Yes, it's the cutest O-face ever because it's an otter O-face. Cuddle time.
Get it to the break card.
If it was an O-face, he'd be killing a baby seal with his dick.
Let's try this again. We've made it to the break card, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andy, and once again, I've just got a couple of things to talk to you about before we get back to our blooper episode. We're going to be heading into, after this, a review of the second arc of Gurren Lagann. Gurren Lagann is split up into two kind of uneven numbered episode of arcs, and I think you'll be kind of pleasantly surprised on our opinion of the second arc in comparison to the first, but we'll get there next week. Before then, I do want to make it official that if you have not noticed, we have moved over our feed from Podomatic to Podbean. In doing so, we're saving a tiny bit of money, but on top of that, we're able to put all of our former episodes on the feed once again. We're in the middle of trying to make this work with iTunes and Stitcher and all of that. That's been a little bit of a pain, but as soon as we get that ready to go, you'll be able to download the episodes from our entire back catalog. Because of this, we had to restructure our Patreon a little bit. Before, at the $3 per month level, you could have access to all of our former episodes on Patreon. We're going to scrap that, and now we've ordered some brand new Tuning Japanese stickers. These are 3x3 rounded stickers that you will get to enjoy and put on anything that you love. If you back at $3 per month, you get one of these stickers sent immediately to you via the good old snail mail. If you are at least $5 or more, you're going to get sent 3 of those, which means that superfan Matt will be receiving 3 of those as soon as they come in the next week or so. So definitely check that out and join our Patreon. You can support us for as little as $1, and that goes a long way. If you don't want to support monetarily, you can also leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. That goes a super long way to help other people find the show. When you're done listening to this podcast, head over to Questionable Endeavor at questnnetwork.com and listen to more amazing podcasts. Go check out the podcast that we're going to feature in the promo at the end of this break card, which, by the way, is coming up in just a second, because we need to get back to those bloopers and all of the swear words and really terrible things that probably shouldn't even be on the internet at all. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be back next time with our review of the next episode of Gurren Lagann, where things get really, really real and really, really different. See ya.
You have been invited to the Slasher Sanitarium. Come join us as we talk about horror movies, horror fiction, and horror television. Subscribe now to the Slasher Sanitarium. New episodes coming soon.
Well, Well, that was a fascinating list of products and items that we finally have sponsorship deals for.
As long as my computer works. In which case, then
maybe... MeUndies!
Maybe not. Yeah, no.
I'm wearing MeUndies.
Oh, good Lord.
And they are comfortable.
You know what? You know, we're not going to do that just because I'm wrong. No, I'm going to have that complaint.
I'm glad you can admit it.
No. Fuck you.
Nope,
for one.
I win.
And two.
He's going to edit it to make me win, so you might as well.
No, he's not going to edit to make you win because he's liking the fact that I'm sounding like a complete gibbering idiot like right now. And that's entertaining, too.
Nobody likes that.
I don't know what's going on.
There are chicks out there that love, you know, that just love messing with the little geeky kid and never... having it pan out because they get off on it.
The Josh story.
I'm a super slut.
Yeah, well, I'm the sluttiest one of you all. Wait. God, that's actually sad.
Yeah. Slut off!
Here's Josh. You've only had sex with the one woman who you have a meaningful relationship with. Ha ha.
Hey, I've had meaningful relationships with more than half the women that I had sex with. They just never went anywhere.
Nice.
It's like a strawberry shortcake. You know what a strawberry shortcake is?
You've told me. I'm good.
You can totally do a gay strawberry shortcake.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
I'm okay, though. I'm okay.
No.
You could.
I could, but I'm good.
No. It's like a Cleveland steamer.
God, we're just going to have to slap the explicit label on this one, aren't
we? I'm sure most of this is going to get cut out and put in the bloopers.
Potentially.
Like, I mean, not just we'll see what the runtime ends up. It's going to be like 3/4 of our usual title card is going to be covered with an explicit label.
just a sensor bar.
Is a hot spring where you take a dump in like a real tight curl up on their chest and like try to get it to stand up?
Isn't that like the McDonald's cone? Is that what that is? That's when you aim for the belly button and you try to. That's like the McDonald's cone.
If you have too much fiber, it becomes a McFlurry.
I'd say this episode with this recording be off the rails, but. As you have clearly demonstrated, there have been no rails to begin with.
No, not so much this time around. It's okay. This episode sucks. Carry back on. So what is going on? So hot springs.
A McFlurry is when you cram Oreos up your ass and take a whole bunch of laxatives.
Can we please? Wait. Have you gotten it all out of your system?
I don't know. I might need more laxatives and Oreos.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah, what's with those bags?
Oh, I just thought you boys might need a top-rate mechanic is all. No?
Well, I hadn't really... I guess so?
Yeah?
The brown noise.
All right. The brown noise? Just wait till later.
Whoa!
Oh, wait.
Wait.
I don't know what that... Huh? All right.
I don't know if it's just because I'm softer spoken or because I have a deeper voice or what it is, but it doesn't pick me up as well.
Looks like yours is pretty good. Ray, you want to just talk your normal volume for a little while?
Depends on what my normal volume is.
Normal volume!
This is normal for me.
Yeah, it's gotta, you got to move a little bit more.
Hello, humans!
Fuck it. Right. All right, so Bill, it'll be your opening. It'll be your opening. I've got names for us already.
That's going on a blooper episode, isn't it?
Probably true.
I'm the scat man.
At least he wasn't like, I'm the scat man. Just like feces everywhere.
Like that. Oh, man.
Hmm.
Yep.
Then
it was
you do your own laundry.
Scatman Crothers. Yep.
Okay.
So what if one of your students sent in an essay all in Elvish?
I think that would be so awesome. You know what? I can't read this, but I can't read half of the papers that students turn in anyway, so I'm just going to give this one an A.
And you might think that'd be an easy way to get an A if he's your teacher. Your calligraphy better be on point, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. It better be amazing script that I can
It's probably better to just write the paper than learn the calligraphy to write the paper in Elvish.
No, you're absolutely right. But no, that would be awesome. That would be fantastic. I would love, absolutely love that. We cut away. Liron is talking about... Thank you for that. For those that can't understand the visual medium of our podcast, Bill made the universal signal of one hand curled up into a circle and the other with a finger going through it.
Or the hot dog into the donut.
Yep. Thank you for that.
I'm just saying, she doesn't want to kill him.
Food you like inserted into the other food.
I do like food inserted into other foods.
Like when you take an Oreo and you wrap it in chocolate chip cookie dough and then you bake the cookie?
No, I've never done that. I have something I need to do now.
Yum.
Just who the hell do you think? Listen and learn! Far beyond the farthest horizon, I crawled up from the village of Jiha. I've defeated a gunman for every star in the sky! When they tell stories of Team Gurren's badass leader, it is I, Kamina, of whom they speak!
He's a cutie!
Wonderful! He's so cool!
Kamina! Master Kamina!
You're so cool!
I think you're wonderful! So hot!
A candle?
There's nothing in there. All right.
Like a big vase?
Yeah, it's like a big... Like a big... Fucking hell!
This is still being recorded, right?
Yeah. Welcome to Tuning Japanese, a podcast where three dudes in their 30s talk about anime. I'm going to check and make sure this is still recording. All right, we're good.
There's a lot of blooper stuff that's going to get cut out of that.
God damn.
Andrew looked at your computer, but I reminded him he's a mandatory reporter, so he shouldn't do it.
I was like, what's in his... I was like, what kind of documents do you have? Oh, wait. I shouldn't look.
I was like, you are a mandatory reporter. You should not do
mostly
that.
Mostly demotivational posters.
Yeah, I say mostly memes that look like...
Yeah.
All right. Try this again.
I just have to jump in for a second.
Oh, of course.
Because I want... It's not a thing.
Okay.
You don't got to do your radio voice.
Okay.
Look at Bill's comment.
Okay, so
stop reading all the other comments.
I was reading from the top. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I know. When Bill wants to show us something, it's something that he did.
That's usually true. No, that's usually true. That's fair.
While the volcanoes are still erupting, we see Simo trying to sleep in Logon's cockpit.
Did you just say Simo?
I said Simo.
No, you said
Simo.
No,
you didn't. You said Simo.
And it was adorable. Can you try that whole thing again?
Give me a moment.
You did say Simo. It was really cute.
Okay. Hi. Sorry. High school. Came back. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. I felt like I was teaching again. I've got a couple days off still, sir. I don't want to deal with that shit.
Fair enough.
Are you
okay,
a men's rights activist?
I think he might have been, honestly.
What the fuck?
Sorry, high school.
Woke Bill.
I was strong.
You let him go on another, 5 minutes, he'd vote for Trump.
That's, no, you're absolutely
Oh,
right.
Jesus Christ.
No,
no,
you're absolutely. No. Okay.
Taunting you mercifully. Mercilessly?
Mercilessly?
You know what? Never mind.
All of our porn listeners, porn star listeners, please write in. Let us know. Do they punch you if you don't produce?
Hookers. Hookers would have been better.
Hookers would be better.
Did you wink at me?
I don't know why I did.
No,
I
didn't.
I don't think it was an actual wink. My eye kind of twitched.
No, I mean, I will.
It was not like a legit wink. I felt my eye twitch, and I'm like.
I was like, no, hookers would be like that. Wink.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're quaint.
Wow. I've never heard quaint be used in such an insulting way before.
Look at me. I'm in Mumford & Sons.
You totally derailed Andrew, dude. It's one thing to derail me, but derail Andrew?
Oh, God.
You were going on about how well animated the episode
Thank
was.
You.
The focus on the episode. And the payoff at the very end.
So...
How do you do, sir? It's lovely to meet you. I'm Nia. Now then, what's your name?
My name is Keaton! I'm the eldest of the Black Siblings, and not only that, I'm the leader of Team Gurren! That's who I am!
Keaton, you say? It's a pleasure.
Huh? All right, look. Just because you're sweet and cute and nice and all doesn't change the fact that you're the enemy.
The enemy.
He's right. Little girl enemy.
Tell me, Keaton, what does enemy mean?
That enemy is a bad person. Someone you just gotta beat the crap out of.
Beat the crap out of? What does that mean?
Well, it's when you take your fist and you belt the other guy and...
What does fist mean?
Well, okay, look, a fist is...
Why would you do that to somebody?
Because that somebody pissed me off!
What does it mean to be pissed off?
He's supposed to interrogate her.
But she's interrogating him instead.
You know, our bro is never too good around her type.
Yeah, we didn't go through the whole episode.
We at Tuning Japanese would like to apologize for just finishing a 5-minute intro... before realizing that we weren't recording any of it.
That's been a long day, hasn't it?
This is why we do marathons. All right.
All right.
Bill, I'm sorry. Bill, don't hate me.
I had a guy...
Hold on. Yeah, it wasn't good radio. I apologize to Thurk in person. Take direction, Josh wipes his face off.
Jesus Christ.
Wipes the jism from his chin.
Thank you for using the term jism anyway.
The Spiral King, Lord Genome, which they spell the way King Lord Genome would be weird. Oh, wait, hold on.
What?
I
what the fuck was that?
Wait, back it up. Let's take a look at what it says.
Pause for a second. Ray texted me, "Your Voltron just started talking in your office. Freaked me the fuck out."
You gotta turn that shit off, man.
I should probably turn that off. No, actually, I want to keep that on. That's funny.
Man. I was talking to Andrew about running the actually having the episode run again.
I'm talking to Sam about getting a new tattoo and how cool I am.
Yeah,
cool.
Get a new tattoo.
Sam has said she's torn between losing weight for confidence and gaining weight for more tattoo space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said if she wants to be top confident and get more tattoo space, she just needs to get swole. Just like power, just Jinder Mahal out. Just
Jinder Mahal out.
All right.
That probably involves illegal substances. You probably shouldn't do that.
The training camp's called the Black and the Brave.
They don't know that.
I like how you point to. I like how you point to audacity. Like they don't know that.
You have the audacity, sir.
He does.
Oh my god.
At least he's not like petting the microphone. I did that at the end of the show once. I was just like, hey. Love you guys. Listen again. Sorry.
Occasionally I cradle it to save it from Josh screaming.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that sometimes we've done that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't scream.
Be like, hush, baby, hush.
Do you hate my father?
Of course I do.
Do you also hate me?
I don't know what to say to that.
So then, why is it that you fight?
It was my bro who gave me the strength to fight. I fought because he believed in me.
Simon, tell me, who is this bro person?
Yeah.
And he's married.
Yeah, dude.
Like, a lot of good reasons not to court her.
Yeah.
You know, there are people that just because they're married, that doesn't mean that they can still not date. I mean, that's
also, he doesn't like vaginas.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
That's the biggest, like, I mean, I've seen your tits. But...
Right, I mean, that's different. And I mean,
who
God.
Hasn't?
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally. By the way, you can keep that in if you want to. I can't even consider you a friend unless you've seen them.
Oh, God. So
we're all friends.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You know, where we just kind of...
He takes 20 seconds, comes, and then falls asleep in the Oval Office.
and then yells at someone when they try to clean it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because he thinks all janitors are Mexicans.
Wait.
He hates Mexicans. So when the janitor...
Well, shouldn't it be the other way? Oh, wait. All Mexicans are janitors?
No, he thinks all janitors are Mexicans.
Okay, I get it.
We're not dealing with a rational person.
That's true.
He's like...
Yeah. Very...
I wasn't sure where that was going.
Bulbous tail. Just beating the shit out of
Bulbasaur.
Him. And finally she's... What?
Bulba. Bulbasaur.
You just... I think that's an episode name right there, dude. Bulbasaur
or
it is.
Or it's a cut.
Yeah, probably. And we do cut to a brief little segment of Liron and Rossio. They're working on. Oh, okay, I thought you were gonna cough again. We cut to.
That was so unexpected. That was so random.
Semen.
Semen?
Shit.
He said semen.
I said semen again. Okay, well, I actually skipped a line, but...
Right.
Are you okay, you two? My dog got a haircut. No. Drinking. What?
Wait, wow. Okay. No, I
pause for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, we're gonna wait for this one.
He needs to get it out of the system. They both do. I don't think
whose idea was it to put them next to each other?
I don't know.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Ironweight chair.
The dog did.
I just put empty chairs down. I don't know where people are gonna sit.
It's right. Funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dog drinking sad.
That's because there's no puppy AA. That's why.
Yeah, there should be. Like,
you think
sometimes
you drink Red Dog?
Like water flippers and stuff on Daigunza when that, water shows up.
That hasn't been established yet.
Oh, then I fucked up and time traveled.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
really?
That hasn't been established yet.
Well, then I fucked up and time traveled.
Yeah. Actually, this is what inspires me.
It looks like
Billy Little has come unstuck in time. That's really funny for anyone that loves Kurt Vonnegut. Anyway, so... Right.
So,
Slaughterhouse-Five, he time travels. The character's name is Billy Pilgrim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But there are some people who are listening to this who are just like, ah! Nice!
That's for you, my favorite listener. Anyway, so carry on.
Then next time will be Simo.
Hands off. In the butt.
So, there we go. That's yeah. That's it for that's it for the episode.
You probably
there.
Need to redo that. Cause
yeah, you do.
All right.
Does he?
Hold on.
Hey, everyone!
Yeah?
What's this stuff here?
It's garbage. It's a trash heap, obviously.
Yes, but this belongs to Simon. It isn't right.
Come on, he's a lost cause. He's turned into a spineless kid who's good for nothing but digging. He'd be better off going back to Jiha Village.
But he's... Fact is, there's no place here for somebody who can't pull his own weight. If you really want to help Simon, just don't coddle him.
That was bourbon and a whopper.
Oh, God.
Wow.
What
a whopper!
So Nia sneaks up on him.
Are you going to resurrect Edgar Allan Poe's corpse?
I want to.
Because that seems like what you were saying.
I want to.
You were like, I'm sad about this, and I will make it better.
I will make it
like with
fucking better.
Necromancy?
Yes.
I mean, that's a very Poe thing to do, I suppose.
Yeah, baby. If I would have known his birthday was just up the up, like
Poe's birthday.
Today, I would have went to the Poe story.
Did a Poe story?
Okay. So we get an SSS call. SSS? Wow.
SOS.
SOS call. Better than an SS call, I suppose.
Whoa.
We get an SOS.
God, that took me a second.
But we get.
What number do you use to call the SS call?
Nine.
Nine.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah. He was forced to from work, from the arsenal.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant your parents' house because you didn't. You stayed there.
No, I'm talking about the Quad Cities.
That's what I thought the joke was. That's I thought he was making a self-deprecating joke.
That was my joke.
We're going to keep it. We're going to cut it that way so it comes
I got to live
way.
In the basement.
That's where I'm going to pick up exactly right after his joke. All right. Oh, no! The T-Rex ate Tide Pods!
Okay, what is the story about this?
Because it became a joke at first that, like, because they look like they could be candy.
Right.
Like, that was where it came from, like,
initially.
Kids should be careful. I think it was like, you know, kids should be, you know, you should be careful. Make sure kids don't get...
Yeah, they're warning people.
Initially, they actually had trouble.
And then it turned into a meme, like, oh, better have some Tide Pods for breakfast and blah, blah, blah. And then it turned into fucking idiot teenagers being like, I bet you can't do that. I bet you won't do that. And then actually eating it and getting sick and...
Almost dying.
Yeah. Because they're eating detergent.
Okay, thank you. I just need a clarification.
Trust me, I work with high schoolers all day. I know all about the Tide Pod.
Okay,
thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
you are connected to the youth culture.
Yes. I'm good for nothing but digging. No, I'm last, I think. Bill. Blooper. No, that throws us off. I can't say anything about it. They're gonna be like so dated. That's so wrong. God damn it, that's going to piss me off when I have to
That's another
that
blooper. That's another blooper.
Piss
right.
me off.
It's nothing but hot young babes.
What a dreadful village.
This has been Bill Gets in Touch with His Feelings on Tuning Japanese.
Too much with this audio there,
no,
buddy.
No.
I'm just going to scrub
all that audio.
And like this is...
I'm just having fun!
No, you're not allowed.
Ah!
Hi-ho! No,
Wait a minute, just do the opening for one.
Welcome to Tuning Japanese, a podcast where three dudes in their 30s talk about anime.
That would have been fun.
That's going on a cutting room. That's
you got a frog in your throat?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Miss Piggy did.
What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know. It's just where I stopped.
What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know. It's just where I stopped.
I just see a giant vagina with a face in it, and all of a sudden... Huh. Oh, you would have found some people. I'm sure you would have. You could have gotten all kinds of...
Tinder pussy?
Yeah, I was trying to think Tinder coos.
Tinder? Tinder tender pussy.
Oh God, that sounds like a really, that sounds like a rejected Elvis song. Like, love me tinder.
Love me tinder.
I'm sure they're
tender pussy.
No. This is going off the rails.
I'm sure that you would have found...
This is the last time I bring beer.
The bottom quarter of Tinder to...
Oh, God.
I think he already did, like, in high school. Like,
what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean...
You liked some of my exes in high school.
This is the kind of stuff that gets scrubbed and
erased. Oh, absolutely.
No, this
but if you want to give us $20 a month on Patreon, you can find out
the
all
the... face of the internet.
All the women's that Josh fucked... Wow.
Why are we talking about
Cause
my
we got
I don't want to say conquest. What's the opposite of conquest?
No. Pits.
Okay. I can't.
Wait, you
want to
see Josh's pasty white
Jesus Christ.
Flopping around?
I don't know why it'd be flopping. That's a stupid description. I don't know why that came.
It's not necessarily stupid. It's horribly gross.
You're being louder than me. Look at the peaks. Look at the peaks.
Did you know Lucy?
Oh, God.
Ricky.
All right. Anyway.
Thank you. Because of you, our village has been saved from destruction.
No need to thank us. After all, the Spiral King is everyone's enemy.
Still, from what we've seen, there doesn't seem to be a single man here. How exactly did that happen?
Well, you see, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Stay where you are, and don't move, humans!
Impossible! All this was just a Beastman trick!
I told you it was fishy.
You bastard!
What the hell were you thinking, moron?
Okay, AJ Styles opening up on Mean Gene was kind of funny.
Scene madness.
I thought they said Hulk Hogan was supposed to be on that episode.
Hulk Hogan is a racist. They don't let him come back anymore.
No, I think
But there's the problem, right?
Vince McMahon
is best friends
it.
With the biggest racist in our country.
They showed a picture of Hulk Hogan getting beat, and that's all they can show, brother.
Oh. But they even showed, like, really nice stuff with, like, CM Punk.
Yeah, they showed, Punk doing the pipe bomb promo. Of all the things to show Punk doing, pipe bomb. Like, I thought that was persona non grata.
No, I think they still would like to, I think they just,
the
like,
pipe bomb
milk.
Was a work shoot.
Well, I know that, yeah. It was
they like, they shoot. Like to milk the fact, like, we own your footage, we'll just use it every once in a while to get a pop.
That could have been a jab at him, too. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we got this big pop because a picture of you, and you didn't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing the middle fingers.
Here, let's put a picture of your buddy Scott Colton on there too.
Oh man, that peak.
You always complain about me peeking, but I assure you,
this is why we don't let him drink.
You guys were like, "Hey, I want beer," and I'm like, "Hey, I can buy beer." And
I am upping the irons.
Oh God, dude, that's not even halfway through. How are you driving home tonight?
I'm fine. I'll have someone finish that in a little bit.
Drunk?
I will give it to Bill to finish.
Yeah, because Bill. Yeah, Bill's not driving.
I can also hold my liquor.
That's fair.
I was drinking beer at work before I came.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
What was?
How'd we get fired?
You know what? We should, because it's in our... We went through the new employee handbook. And it specifically says it's a fireable offense to be ingesting alcohol on company grounds.
Hmm.
And then, like, because we always did this. And so Cody's like, I'm going to go get the beer for beer 30. And I was like, can we have beer for beer 30? And then that's when Will's like, yeah, that they said in the meeting it's a fireable offense. And Cody's like, well, Keith said to go get it, so.
Okay.
All right, give me a beer.
Anyway. We love you. Come here, let me cuddle you now. Let the pain go away.
See, sometimes I set you up for a joke. Sometimes I set you up.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, I mean, you had that moment like, shit, that's funny.
Oh, God.
You had that look like, shit, Josh actually did a funny
joke.
I was hoping you were going to take it. I handed that to you. I was hoping you were going to take it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just keep going.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Adina surfaces and blah, 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 blah. There we go.
Hashtag me too.
Oh no! We're not good. Cut that! Future Andy! Sober Andy! Cut that!
You can't say hashtag me too when you were the other side of the equation.
He was the one, he was fondling my tentacles!
Quit trying to make me sound like a sex offender on my own podcast.
Okay, Harvey.
I fucking hate you guys.
Oh, your own podcast. No, that sounds about right.
Make one of the hosts show me their underwear one time and you become Harvey Weinstein. I see how it is. Fucking hell.
Anyway.
I'm just happy the one that got to show their underwear was me. I mean, I'll take any validation I can get.
I knew you'd take pride in that. All right, anyway, carry on.
Really, we should probably cut out the hairdresser joke in general.
Yeah, no, I'll cut it all out. Just, you know what? Just like, just have 13 seconds of silence, Bill's burp, and us going, thanks for listening to Tuning Japanese.
So,
I like how you're yelling at your future editing self.
Because he's the drinking.
I'm going to listen back to this a month from now and be like, what the fuck happened? Like,
you'll know what happened.
Josh wanted to be nice and buy his friends beer.
I'll listen to the first 3 seconds of the episode and go, oh, I just don't have the energy for this tonight. I can just hear your...
Apologize to all of our military and militant listeners.
Oh my God!
We definitely want to apologize to the militant listeners.
That's the reason why I said it!
Just got out of hand.
But next week, guys.
Next week?
Next week is episode 13 of Gurren Lagann, which I believe is titled Fight Me, You Bitch. Right? Is that the title?
Jesus, I don't know.
Christ,
I didn't write it down. I'm sorry.
Are you telling me he died back then? Communist dead? You're saying that I've been losing to you? To a child? Your name, what is it?
Simon.
Simon, you can't do it alone.
I'll be okay. Don't you worry, Yoko. I'm going to protect you.
Here today. Oh wait, no, I missed a. I hang on. Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi. You want to try that again?
Hachi machi.
See, this is what I'm telling you. He's losing mental capacity right now. By the time we get done and get him back to right, he's gonna be going.
At least we didn't let him drink this time.
That's true.
Good God, yeah.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Try a drink of that. You bought it.
Oh, okay.
Pal.
Let's eat, Grandma. Let's eat, Grandma. I had a student at PV who was a perverted little shithead, and he was like, you ever heard that thing about the grandma and the commas and that rule? I'm like, yes, I've heard of that one. And he's like, yeah, it's crazy to think how a comma can change like a sentence. I'm like, I know, I understand. I was like, it's a let's eat, Grandma, and let's eat, Grandma. He's like, no, I'm talking about let's eat out, Grandma. And I'm like, don't you finish the rest of that sentence. Don't you even finish it. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I do. Again,
Thank God. Thank God for you in my life, because I knew how to deal with that kid.
Jesus
Christ. That was like the one kid that tested me more than anyone else. My kid was, that kid that was you, just 10, 15 years younger or whatever. God.
Yeah, I've been good training,
I feel. Thank you, I appreciate that. That's the most important part of my educational training. I gotta pause for a second. I don't know why this like randomly popped in my head. No, I just had a conversation today. One of the students who was competing, because he wanted to go practice his poem before. Like, it was gonna be like in 45 minutes he was gonna present. And so, like, he and his girlfriend, who are never away from each other, they're, like, attached to the hip, one of those kind of couples.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, just the way that he said it, he came up to my desk, he's like, hey, I'm going to, is it okay if I go out into the hallway and give it to her for a few minutes? But, like, what he meant to say was, like recite the poem or whatever.
Recite
like,
the poem to her, yes.
But he just said, kind of, but he was, like, trying to, like, he was trying to say it quickly. He's like, can I just go give it to her in the hallway? And I'm like...
Just quietly.
I was like, just make sure you shut the door.
Use protection.
Anyway, I'm cutting that. But I just do it in
the corner where the cameras don't see.
I knew that as soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm telling Bill that story later. Just because phrasing. Are we not using phrasing anymore? Anyway, sorry.
I'm not cut out to be a teacher.
That's true. No, I almost, the other day, activity, we were reading an article called The Cult of True Womanhood, which is about gender stereotyping in the 19th century, and I wanted them to do a modern version of it, like their own version. So, like, I was going to title it The Cult of True Womanhood and Manhood, and then I typed manhood, and I'm like, nope, I should probably not type that. Oh, and here's the best part of the story. It gets better. So I told the class, I was like, because I titled it The Cult of True Genderhood, whatever, because I wanted to at least, because it's seniors, whatever, so I wanted to at least mention that. I was like, so you're going to create your Cult of True Genderhood, because when I typed Cult of True Womanhood and Manhood, I realized that we'd get some giggles. That's all I said. Later on in the class, I hear, oh my God! And I'm like,
No.
From a girl student, this guy is laughing, and she's like staring at her computer. I'm like, you didn't Google manhood, did you? And she's like, I didn't know what it meant, and he told me just to Google it. And I was like, always keep safe search on. She's like, it's just dicks everywhere. Every picture.
That
it's
would be
disgusting.
You in high school, Bill.
And I'm just like,
that would be you.
And I'm just
either
like,
me or to some dumbass.
And I'm just like, just
that
don't tell. Me. I'm like, just don't tell your mom you Googled manhood in English class today. Please don't. Please don't do that. Oh, jeez. Anyway, carry on. Back to the review. I'm sorry. One story led to another of just random shit this week that students do.
That was worse than I expected. I thought she just got it all.
No.
Half an hour later, PC meets personal computer. I just got that. That's what I thought was happening.
I'm turning it down a little bit. Is the Spider-Man when you like just shoot it all over his or her face, like everywhere, like the web slinging, like just make a web design? Is that what the Spider-Man is?
You gotta get as high as you can, though.
Oh, okay, got it. So like attach yourself to the ceiling, some sort of series of ropes.
Or
I know people that can do that for you.
Or it's just when you jizz all over them and a light post at the same time.
Oh!
You gotta do it outside.
Okay.
Lean them up against a light post.
I can do that.
Just all over.
You're not supposed to be encouraging this.
No, I think he makes a good point.
No, he does not make a good point.
Yeah.
It's actually a...
Jizz it on a light post.
It's actually a...
Title of our episode.
It's actually a dull, veiny, and throbby point. So, it's not a good point.
Throbby point?
It's not...
What's throbbing?
Simone, did you know? Did you know that I kind of had a thing for Kamina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew.
You did, huh?
I had to poop before I came down here.
Who poop rast?
Who poop biggest?
Who poop biggest?
First you eat the food, That gives you the power.
That was Amanda's greatest moment, and it's just
I don't. Do I actually? I don't remember this.
You weren't there.
No. What? She come downstairs and said,
No. It was part of the Jackbox, but she got something confused, so she wrote a question out and didn't realize what it was.
You're playing Jackbox.
Yeah. And for some reason, she just her question ended up being who pooped biggest, and I just worded exactly like that. Who pooped biggest? Question mark. And they were like, wait, what is no? You don't ask questions, but okay.
This is not Jeopardy.
And then it was great. It was fantastic. It was amazing.
Okay. All right.
Oh God.
Dude, you gotta keep that in, because that was just cool.
That was funny.
Thanks for listening to Tuning Japanese. For more information, visit our website, tuningjapanese.com, like our Facebook at facebook.com/tuningjapanese, and follow our Twitter at tuningjapanese. You can also get a hold of the show by sending us an email at tuningjapanese@gmail.com. Please help support the show by going to iTunes and leaving a 5-star rating and review. You can also go to patreon.com/tuningjapanese to get all kinds of bonus content and help support the show monetarily. Tuning Japanese is part of the Questionable Endeavor Network. For more information on other podcasts and articles, check out questendnetwork.com. While you're there, check out other great shows like the Shadowbane Podcast, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, Cone Stars, Slasher Sanitarium, Raw Attitude Podcast, New Blood Rising, The Reanimator Podcast, The Taco Tuesday Podcast, Nerd Control, and our newest show, Perilous Pretenders.
Did I hit record?
Oh, God!
Oh, I did, okay.